The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We are breathing a little easier, but we're still holding our breath a fair amount till November 7th comes.
That's the mayor, Mayor Mike, Dallas, Texas. He's saying November 7th because already some who were quarantined got out of that situation on Monday, but there are others who have had brushes with both of the nurses who are in two different isolation wings in hospitals in Atlanta and in Maryland. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It is Ebola, Ebola all the time. This really is the crush in the backyard. Are we through the worst of it? We have an Ebola czar now. We have lots and lots of conversations about Ebola, how it was handled, what do we need to do in the future, and what is the new guy on the block going to bring to the table? Somebody who's not in the medical world, somebody who is picked by the president to basically be the pinpoint guy, the organizer, the strategist, I suppose, because if everybody's going to you and you have to coordinate, then that's exactly what you are. Will it pan out? Who knows? Let's hope, now that we have this Ebola czar after the fact, that we don't have anybody else that comes down with Ebola. And certainly in Dallas, Texas, which has been ground zero in the United States anyway, since Tom Duncan brought Ebola from Liberia into the city, there's been a lot of feeling of anxiety and complete unease among a lot of the population concerned about misinformation, missing things that have happened along the way, along the chain, meaning the nurses who were not covered on the neck and the stories of the hazardous waste piled up to the ceiling, which were true, and the lack of a hospital and a CDC getting their act together to coordinate a smart, strategic plan when the unexpected happens. It's the people who perform when something unexpectedly arrives at your doorstep, a disaster, who rise to the occasion and who quell the fears of the masses and win you over. Texas Presbyterian Hospital, man, they have not done that. And they know it. They know they screwed up. That's why there was a mea culpa in the paper. That's why they've trotted out different people from the hospital to say just how great it is and how they're doing really well and the best they can. And I can't blame nurses or doctors or anybody who works at the hospital because they're just employees. This is their life. This is where they've called home professionally for however long. And now perhaps it's in jeopardy because people are looking at that hospital as a bunch of ball droppers, people who can't get it together when there's some kind of chaos or calamity. Is this where you want to be? So Ron Klain is the guy appointed by the Prez on Friday heading into the weekend to head up the response to the virus. He doesn't, though, start the new gig officially until Wednesday. And they say, you know, the White House deputy press secretary got all defensive when he was bombarded by reporters' questions about why is it taking so long, and he shot back, well, usually it takes weeks or months for an appointee to complete the onboarding process. What? I'm sorry, if Ron Klain can't get on board when we need him, like, which is ASAP, then he's not the right guy to be the czar. He's missing a couple meetings with the president on Ebola. He's not going to testify on Friday before a House hearing, although would only have been on the job a couple of days, if even that. So he's going to be paid for the job. He is not so much the czar. The president is calling Klain the Ebola response coordinator. How much he's making, why him, we don't know too much other than he has no medical background. His expertise is in coordinating things, so that's good, I guess, right? And the medical response is going to be completely handled by the CDC director, Tom Frieden, who I think has really bungled his part of the job already. He might be a terrific doctor. He might have done some amazing things at the CDC. I don't discount his past, but I'll say it again. When does the cream rise to the top? When there's problems, when there's a crisis, when there's calamity, that's when you win people over. Who thinks in the United States you're getting Ebola? This is dealing with something unforeseen, and it was not handled right. We all have moved past it. We know it. But it was all about freedom for the people who had to be quarantined because of their close quarters with Tom Duncan, who died from Ebola and brought it to the United States from Liberia. Here's Judge Clay Jenkins talking about those that were free.
Of the original 48 contacts, 43 of those contacts have effectively rolled off and are Ebola free as of midnight last night.
All right, so there you go. As of midnight, free, and that includes the fiance of Tom Duncan, who said she wanted to grieve, she wanted to do so many things that she couldn't do because they were pretty much locked down in a house for 21 days. But, you know, that makes everybody breathe easier. There's no sideways looks because they went through the process and they were just too close with Tom Duncan. Look what happened with the nurses. The two nurses that were there, one of many of helping with Tom Duncan, the fact that a neck exposure could have been the reason why they got Ebola, and to have just that versus the people who were living with them, my goodness, that shows you how serious it is and how tough it is to just casually say, well, you know, you've got the hazmat suit on. So the bottom line is rules are being changed on the fly as we go and updated. And so far, knock on linoleum, in Ohio, there are a couple of people who are in isolation and people that are being monitored. And nobody has come down with Ebola since the second nurse, Amber Vinson from Texas Presbyterian Hospital. Coming up next on America Tonight, boy, this is an epidemic of a much different proportions. The divorce rate so high in the United States. What's up with that? Although figures are not completely available, I truly believe that the divorce rate is over 50%. I think it's over 50% of the married couples. And we're going to talk to one of the premier divorce lawyers in the country, Jacqueline Newman, who's been involved with thousands of cases, and talks about how when I asked her about the War of the Roses, remember the War of the Roses, it's like that, unfortunately, in the matter of a divorce. And those strong feelings are there whether somebody's wealthy or whether somebody is poor. But there are three options when you divorce, and she talks about them. Stay with us. More coming your way around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,246.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,292.55, $646.27 for a half ounce, or $323.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,292.55, $646.27, and $323.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
If you do want me, give me a discount. But if you don't want me, don't leave me on the road. If you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl.
Tonight, very pleased to welcome to the show family law attorney Jacqueline Newman. And I'll tell you what, some really interesting things, sad things in many ways, are happening in the world of divorce, are happening to so many women. I guess you could say, you know, it will be equal opportunity. Things happen to men a lot of times in divorces, but I've seen this over and over again. And we're talking about financial abuse. And Jacqueline certainly knows better than I. Hey, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So have you seen this as one of the major, major things that have happened where you've got women who are the breadwinner, you know, they're let's say, because we'll say the reverse. Sometimes it's the man that's the still the main breadwinner, and we'll do both of those. But what if the wife is the main breadwinner, and it's the opposite with the man in the background, but he's off doing whatever, suddenly the marriage falls apart, and do you see kind of shock and awe with the wife when she's in that situation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a situation where, and that does happen a lot, and, you know, and I'm seeing it more and more women are entering the workforce. And I think what happens in situations like that, first of all, men can still be very, very controlling, even when women are the ones earning the money. But what I see happens in situations like that is that there's a lot of resentment coming from the women in that even when women are the main breadwinners, they're very often still the primary caretakers of the kids. So they're kind of doing everything. And then when, you know, the man goes to leave, they just feel completely distraught and just, you know, the rejection and everything else that goes on with it. You know, it's very heart-wrenching.
When, as an attorney, do you find that you have to really be a digger looking for treasure because there's maybe hidden assets, hidden apartment, hidden piece of a company you don't know about?
I mean, there is some aspect of it. We definitely bring in forensics. We bring in people that do a lot of that. It's actually harder to hide assets than I think many people think. You know, we do full financial disclosure. We'll go back to the beginning of the marriage. You know, situations where there's cash, such as, you know, restaurants, people that own a lot of their own businesses, things like that, it's a little bit easier. And if you've been planning it for a long time, you could probably do it. But, you know, if somebody's, you know, planning on getting divorced in the next year or so, it's not, and you're a W-2 employee, it's actually really hard to hide assets.
Yeah. So you say that on the money side, hard to hide assets, but there's no doubt that a lot of husbands use money to control their wives?
Oh, I think that that's absolutely true. I think that, you know, I've seen so many situations where you'll have, you know, really, really wealthy people, and it happens amongst people that aren't particularly wealthy as well, but, you know, it's more shocking when you have somebody who's so incredibly wealthy and, you know, you have a husband who's making his wife, you know, report to him every single dime that she's spending. I had a case where the husband was earning, you know, $2 million a year, and she had to report when she would buy school supplies for the children. She had to literally give receipts for the pencils that she would buy for her son's school. It was insane.
Wow. Yeah. So I mean, there, when you're working on a divorce like that, that's one of the things that obviously you would include, isn't it, if you have to go to court?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that comes up. You know, I practice in New York, and New York is a no-fault state. So while if you can bring it to a point that would actually, what they say, shock the conscience of the court, then it might affect what's called equal distribution. But, I mean, I can tell you it definitely, you know, judges don't like it. They don't like to see people being belittled in a marriage, and they don't like to see when the economic partnership is not being recognized. So while it doesn't have as much of a punch as you would think it would, from a practical standpoint, it's definitely something that we would bring to the court's attention.
Yeah. What's the most, and I bet you've, how many cases do you think you've handled? I bet a ton.
Oh, thousands.
Thousands.
All day long.
Oh, thousands, Jacqueline. That doesn't say much for the Institute of Marriage. So you have seen it all. And this is probably going to be tough for you to think of, but what's one of the most egregious things that you've ever seen in court? Or before you went to court, when in working on a divorce?
The most egregious things. I actually represented, this actually isn't so favorable because I represented the wife in this situation, but we had a case where and it's public record, so we had a case once where my client, the couple had about 4 kids, and the husband found out that the last child was not his, and the child was 5 years old.
Oh.
And it was pretty devastating to him, as you can imagine. And we actually went to the Court of Appeals, which is the highest court in New York on this, because he tried to claim it was egregious fault, meaning that, you know, it shocked the conscience of the court. That's the standard. By basically saying that, you know, she led him to believe that this was her child, I mean, his child, I'm sorry, and, you know, he's going to raise this child, because the way the courts look at it is that even if the biological father came forward, which did not happen in this case, but even if he had, the court would still say that the husband is still the father of the child based on the fact that that's what the child knows. So he'd still be on the financial hook for this child even if it wasn't biologically his. And so he tried to say that that was egregious fault, and we went to the Court of Appeals, and ultimately we won, and the court did not say that was egregious fault. But it was a very heart-wrenching, you know, 5-year case.
Oh, wow, 5 years. So, and you know this too because you've handled so many cases. Sometimes, eventually, someone gives in and you settle it up, and that's great. But it sounds like you've been to court a lot. Does that happen too, where someone says, "Take me to court. I'm ready. I'll just ride this sucker out"?
Yeah, no, it happens a lot. I mean, you know, our practice, we do other types of divorce. I tell people there's 3 ways to get divorced: with mediation, collaborative law, and litigation. You know, and I tell people all the time that when it comes down to it, you know, odds are you're going to settle your case. It's just a question of when. But I've had clients that have said to me, you know, my big line is that, you know, you want to pay for your kids' college or mine. You choose. And I've had people that have said, look, I'd rather you get the money than her because at least you've earned it.
Wow, that tells you something. I love that line too. That's a classic that you say that. Do you, and is it equal opportunity? The men, can it be as bad as the women and vice versa?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, there's, you know, they say a woman scorned, but I can tell you, men, they both want blood. You know,
they both want blood.
It's an equal opportunity situation, no question.
Wow. So it's you know, like the War of the Roses totally exists, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely exists. Sometimes I look at that movie and I think it's tame.
I love it. Jacqueline, thanks so much for coming on the show. We'll have you back on again. You were great. Thanks.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's interesting, you know, the reference there of War of the Roses. If you remember that movie, remember Kathleen Turner was in it and Michael Douglas? It was brutal. It was a black comedy, needless to say. And somebody told me about it. Because when it came out, I didn't see it when it came out. And then I guess I rented it at some point. And, oh boy, how I ever got to watching that movie. And it was, the people in the movie had actually been in, if you remember, Romancing the Stone and The Jewel of the Nile. It was kind of a hot time, I guess, for Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner and Danny DeVito, because they were all three were in it. And it's the married couple's name, family name is Rose, and that's what the whole thing is in a reference to, actually the battles between the houses of York and Lancaster. And at the end, you know, of the Middle Ages, which it's not a veiled reference. It is a reference if you know anything about history. And the marriage is just brutal. I mean, the marriage starts to fall apart. Not in the beginning. I mean, they're all excited. They get married, the whole thing. And then the material possessions become the main thing about this incredibly outrageous divorce. It is so bitter. So when Jacqueline says the thing about, you know, whose college do you want to pay for, my kids or, you know, yours, or, you know, that reference is hilarious because it's so true. In some of these cases, they can drag out forever. And that's, you know, that's the whole idea. Often that's the strategy, I think, for some of these people when they take it all the way into court versus, as she mentioned, there's other ways you can settle. You can do a mediation. You can do collaborative law. You can use collaborative law, which is supposed to be the gentler, kinder way to divorce versus having to go through the whole system and all the time and everything else that it takes. But boy, she's spot on when she says it, because I have heard that from more attorneys who say it's like taking a meat cleaver and just this severing the ties. And often it's about blood, guts, and revenge, I guess, in a sense, for whatever happened that time in the marriage. So interesting stuff from Jacqueline Newman talking about divorce and family law, especially when the statistics say, sadly, that marriage is down. It depends on who you believe, but I hear below 50%. Of course, there's no scientific way to prove that. All right, hang on. Much more to come down the road here on America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Well, one of my favorite new things that we do here on America Tonight, and I think a lot of you are starting to catch up to this, is old school versus new school. You know, it doesn't matter when you grew up. What did you hear growing up? That's not how we did it in our time. We didn't have that in those days, blah, blah, blah. So even if you're a millennial and you're listening to the show, you're going to be in that spot where you're eventually saying that to your kids or no kids, nieces, nephews, neighbors, whatever. And it usually has to do with technology, food, transportation, the way things are done, that kind of stuff. And this is where we invite Matt Johnson, the producer extraordinaire, into the lion's den. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, so who won that ball game tonight? It looks like Pittsburgh beat Houston, and that wraps up the week.
They did. It was a little surprising because Houston actually came out firing, and then they had just
an
utter collapse at the end of the first half, and that's what did them in. But then they had a little bit of a comeback because Pittsburgh, for some reason, Todd Haley decided to pass the football when all they needed to do was run out the clock. And, I mean, I don't know how that guy's going to be there next year. There's some rumblings in Pittsburgh that maybe the whole staff will be gone, but I think at least the offensive coordinator might be looking for new work.
Yeah, there's a good old school versus new school. Terry Bradshaw, who's brash and opinionated, and you see him on the Fox pregame, postgame, and in-between show versus the old Pittsburgh quarterback from 1,000 years ago versus Ben Roethlisberger, today's quarterback. Who would you pick?
I've never seen Terry Bradshaw play, so I can't really talk about that. I know Roethlisberger's won Super Bowls. Terry Bradshaw won, like, what, four, five? I can't remember.
Yeah,
something
four.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really know. I guess I can't say because I never really watched Terry Bradshaw play, so I'd have to recuse myself from the argument.
Recuse. I like that word. Recuse. I can't say that I saw Bradshaw play either, but I saw lots of footage of him. I've seen footage of him, although that's different than seeing Roethlisberger in person, which I saw him play a handful of times. You know, I think it's a toss-up. I'm going to say it's a toss-up based on what I know from interviews and from seeing clips and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to say I can make enough of an opinion there. They're two different kinds of quarterbacks. But Roethlisberger, when he has to scramble, scrambles and improvises, and that's what Terry Bradshaw was able to do, too. So let's move from that to, how about this, composition notebooks versus the computer. Any kind of notebooks, ringed notebooks, writing notes down versus putting everything you have on the computer.
I definitely say the computer because just from being in class, I went back to school recently a couple of years ago, and then going from when I was in school originally to now, it is so different because you just sit there and type away on everything. Your hand doesn't hurt as much. I mean, and not only that, but I'm left-handed when I write, and so you get the smear with the pens. You left-handed people out there know what I'm talking about. You'll end up with all this ink on your the bottom of your palm, pretty much. And I don't know if I gripped the pen too hard or whatever, but my hand always ended up hurting. So I'm definitely a computer person.
Wow, how funny. I would say, in a way, this is kind of a split decision for me, but another lefty in my life. Everybody I know is left-handed. Everyone, including my husband, my sister-in-law, my mother was left-handed. I mean, everyone around me is left-handed. That's wild. So I just add you to the list. People say they don't know any left-handers. You're like 15.
But here's the deal. I'm a little weird because I'm not completely ambidextrous, but I'm what they call multi-handed, where if I pick something up with one hand, I can usually figure it out with the other one. And, I mean, I bat left-handed, golf right-handed, hockey left-handed, throw right-handed, write left-handed, eat left-handed. Actually, I can eat with both hands. And I can write technically with both hands, too.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. That's your unique thing. That's your wow.
I just got to figure out some way to use all that.
Exactly. I love it. I love the explanation. So for me, I'm not a left-handed person. I don't care about smudges. I'm not even concerned about that. I love the computer. I love being able to, you're right about that. You get exhausted if you're writing things. It's easier in the computer. But I have a stack of composition notebooks because I like to put lists or things I'm thinking of or whatever in composition notebooks. And I have a stack of them. And what just recently I was somewhere and I pulled one out and somebody went by me and they said, "Ooh, just like Bill Clinton." I thought, what does that mean? And he explained, "Oh, Bill Clinton, you know, whatever your politics is, he was a smart man. He wrote everything in composition notebooks." So I thought that was kind of funny. So I like the composition notebook.
Yeah. And I tend to write a lot of things down on random pieces of paper, but I did just found out that there's an app for your phone called Evernote. And
yes.
So I've been using that a lot more now, and it works well.
Yeah, Evernote's great. My brother told me about Evernote. That's another good way to put notes down, absolutely. All right, so book versus Kindle. What do you think?
See, this I'm going to surprise you on because I'm going to go with book.
Woohoo! Book, why?
I'm not a big Kindle person. I think, like, if you're actually going to be reading a book, I liked being able to manually turn the pages and just, I don't know, there's something about it for me that it kind of gets you in that mindset of being in the story and everything. I don't feel like you get that as much when you're reading it from your device, and there's too many distractions too. Like, I don't know, that's just me. Like, I couldn't sit there and, like, be reading on my Kindle and then all of a sudden be like, oh, well, wait a minute, let me think about this, and then I'll pick it up. I mean, I even have to, like, throw my phone in the other room half the time.
Yeah, that's so funny. I'm the same way. I have a Kindle, and I just don't even use it. Who knows? I don't even know if I could load a book in it now. I don't like it. We're already on the computer so much. I like the feel of a book. I just like it. Too bad. People always give me abuse for that. I would rather sit on a plane, sit outside, whatever. I'd just rather have the feel of the book in my hand. And it separates it, just like how you described, it separates it for me, too, that, okay, I'm reading now. I'm reading this book. Or magazines. I'm the same way. But really, there's no question, books, I don't download them.
See, I can sit there and I can read articles on my phone and all sorts of other information. I'm on Twitter and I get linked to other articles. And, I mean, I'm using my phone all the time to read information. But it's different, I think, when you're reading a book and you're kind of, I always look at the book as the scripts in front of you, and you're kind of, you're the director and you're making it in your mind, and you can't really do that, I don't feel, with the electronic device.
No, I agree. That's why I think the demise of books is going to be, they're going to last a little bit longer. Even though I know lots of bookstores close down and all that stuff, I go into Barnes & Noble and I see tons of people reading and buying books still. And they might have a Kindle, but they're still doing that. So there you go. How about this? Cards in the mail, like you get birthday cards or cards, handwritten notes, or e-cards. Somebody to send you a birthday card, send you an e-card. Which do you prefer?
I think card in the mail, it's a little more personal. I think the e-card, a lot of times, it's too easy to just whip it out and send it. But, you know, going to the store, picking out a card, then writing a little note in it and sending it, I think it's much more personal touch.
I do too. I think there's something about a handwritten note, and always the people, I mean, all the people that are, that meet me or something happens or I do something for someone or whatever and they send me a note, boy, that really sticks with me versus an e-card or just an email, because we email each other all the time. A card means you took a little bit of effort, especially these days. I like the card thing. And plus, we still get mail. We might as well enjoy it while we can. All right, how about this one? Movie theater experience. Going to the movies. Okay, I'm going on a date, or I'm going out, or I'm going with my buddies. Movie theater experience versus streaming movies.
I think if you're going to see one kind of like epic special effects blockbuster, then yeah, go to the movie theater. But for me, I watch, I'd say, probably 99% of my movies through streaming them, just because it's, you have access to thousands of titles, and then you're at your own place. You can pause it when you want to. If you like, oh, I remember that actor from something, let me look that up real quick. You can do that without bothering other people, and then you can use the restroom whenever you need to. You can refresh your drinks. You can do whatever you want to and not interrupt other people. So I'm more about streaming than I am going to the actual movie theater. I probably only go to one movie a year.
One movie a year? Wow. No, I would say, you know, we do the cheap movie reviews and all that kind of stuff. I get people always give me passes to movies, you know, when there's...
Well, we're not things. All on the Kate Delaney guest list.
Well, if you live by the satellite facility, you would be on that guest list, but you're not.
We don't all live the high life that you do, where you get all these free
right.
hookups at the movie theater.
So,
do you watch from your private box, too?
Absolutely. The private one they've designed for me at Cinemark, at Legacy. I do the movies, definitely, but I also stream too. That's my relaxation. And you and I have that in common. We both like kind of sometimes, I'll call it avant-garde or indie or whatever movies. And I like to stream those movies for sure. And if I'm like desperate to see a movie and I can stream it, I'll stream it. Absolutely. Some kind of split. Cool. Old school, new school. We'll do it again next week. Thank you, Matt.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball? Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Final turn for this hour on America Tonight. A couple of things that might have fallen through the cracks because, yep, it's a lot of Ebola conversation these days. And that's what you want to hear, frankly. I get a ton of emails. As you know, we went through the mailbag on Ebola. But there are other concerns and other things that are rattling our cages. And the other part of that is this crazy thing that came out that somehow slipped through the fingers of a few. But there are some interesting Twitter feeds on it and whatnot. How about this? Thousands of workers, government workers, who have been put on leave for more than a month were allowed to collect a paycheck, and they also got, you know, vacation days and their pension benefits and all that, while we were kind of eating it, right? We're footing the bill. You know what the bill was? $775 million. The Government Accountability Office. Yeah. they're good for a turn or two during the year to make your eyebrows go flying straight up. So here's what that happened. Some employees who broke the rules, meaning they got this weird deal, they got cited, they call it, for being untrustworthy. They had issues with their bosses. They had issues with coworkers. So what they did is, okay, you have an issue, and you have an issue with a boss, you have an issue with a coworker, or whatever your thing is. They were allowed to be on leave for a big chunk of time while they challenged their demotions. There was a 62-page report on that. Oh, I never have a job like this where you can challenge your demotion and get paid everything at the same time. So they say during a three-year period, there was like 57,000 employees who were told to go home. Just go home. Go home. Stay home. 30 days. Like they're like a ball player. You're suspended for steroid use. 30 days. And that's where that $775 million in salary alone came up. You know, there were others. So there 57,000 was one. Then they found that 53,000 employees were kept home for maybe up to 3 months. So you chunk that down a little bit. And then you had 4,000 that were kept off the job for 3 months to a year, and hundreds more for 1 to 3 years. You got to be kidding me. I want to meet the person that gets the three-year leave. You're going to fight your demotion. So for 3 years, that's what happens. You got to get paid. You're getting paid everything across the board. I mean, being in that situation, I don't know. I don't think that would be a great place to be mentally. But it does make you wonder, how does someone fight something, get this three-year deal? Did it take them that long to go through the process? They also had this weird thing about how paid leaves were granted and recorded. So what does that mean? It means that the Department of Defense had the highest number of paid leaves during the 3 years that ended in September of 2013. The Department of Defense put 8,600 employees on leave for 1 to 3 months, close to 900 for 3 months to a full year, and 123 for more than a year. Now, federal agencies can decide what they want to do on their own. Like, they can put employees on leave for different reasons. I mean, remember we had bad snow days last year, they can just have them off for bad snow days. Or if there's a blood drive that's always really big with government offices, there could be a blood donation thing. But it just seems that there should be some sort of, I don't know, defined reasons for being allowed to not come to work. What is the, you know, what's the end point, and what does the paid leave mean? How, you know, think of private companies. And what do you get in a private company? Certainly no 3 years. And 1 year? Are you kidding? Talk to any HR person. There's no way. I mean, that's not happening. So I don't get it. That seems like crazy government waste. I mean, I get that somebody wants to challenge something, and maybe it's unfair because not everybody's trying to hoodwink the system, but that it would take that long, that it would take 3 years, a year, it would take whatever. I mean, come on, give me a break. That's a wasteful thing. Certainly, there's another way to go about this, and it's having an employee handbook. How many employee handbooks have you gotten in your lifetime? I'm going to say I've probably gotten about 4 or 5. And then that's what the deal is. That's why you have HR. They can say, it says right here in the employee handbook, and I cannot believe they don't have one that makes sense. So they need to change that. Maybe they can ask the Ebola czar if he's bored and nothing really is happening on his watch, where he can, because he's a guy who's an organizer, maybe he can organize it for him. Maybe. I'm just saying. Have you noticed the price of gas lately? I will tell you that I filled up with regular $2.77. That's $2.77. Yeah, I know you're listening to us in California and you're all jealous, because even if the price has dropped, it's not $2.77. So what does that mean? What is the impact of that? Well, it depends on the point of view. Now, if you have oil stocks, you're probably not happy, because you don't want to see the barrel be down in the 80s. And then what about refineries? What happens with refineries when the barrels drop? Well, the refinery runs are a lot less. And, you know, then you talk about winter and gas supplies and all of that. And for anybody who's got any kind of oil in their portfolio, yeah, they're concerned about that up and down. But for everybody else, scurrying to the pump, you're feeling pretty good. You're feeling, I mean, it's just human nature. Well, you mean it's just over $2? You mean $2.70-some? Wow. That is unheard of, right, in a long time. We haven't seen that in a very, very long time. I don't know. There's also something, as I seg from the whole idea of what is a barrel of oil and what does it mean when you pull up and the prices are less, there's something just so sinister and sick and hard to understand. Not that I could ever get in the mind of a serial killer, but the cops in Indiana have identified a suspected serial killer who they think murdered 7 women over a long period of time. And they think that the number of dead women could even rise. So the man accused of killing a woman at a Motel 6 on Friday, then leading the cops to a string of dead bodies, dumped in abandoned homes, was identified as Darren Dion Van. He's 43 years old. They say he was convicted of sexual assault in Texas in 2009 and sentenced to 5 years in prison, right? So then he's released in July of 2013. Then he admits to 2 murders in Indiana in the 90s. But they don't have a lot of details on that. He's been charged with the murder of 1 person, a 19-year-old, at this point. And they say the prostitute was found strangled in the motel on Friday. But they say more charges are definite because there are more bodies possible. It's starting to pile up. And these grisly discoveries started when police responded to the call of the woman in the Motel 6, and now they're finding really some crazy things. He is a serial killer, but he messed up by killing this woman in this hotel room. Otherwise, would they have known all these things, and would all of this have come falling out? And it has. So how about that? I just wonder how many they're going to find and how long. Here's the creepy part, too. How long has this been going on? Thanks for listening to ATN.
Autumn in the air. It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.